food influence our behavior, decision-making, and cognitive abilities, and how also we may become addicted to sugar. However, we have not taken a look to our mental health. For the years, it has been shown that a balanced diet can provide the brain with everything it needs to make us feel better and makes us less, and it can make us less likely to suffer from mental health illness such as depression. Additionally, it has been shown that if someone suffers from depression, improving their diet can improve their condition. Therefore, one of the most recommended diets for our brain and in general for our body is the Mediterranean diet. This diet contains a diverse amount of foods that are incredibly good for our health. I recommend you to take a look at it. But if you want to start with small steps, I invite you to include in your diet teas, berries, more fruits and vegetables. Also, start decreasing the amount of sugar and processed foods you consume gradually. But now let's take a look at this. What are the do's and don'ts of our diet? Well, everything we consume will have an impact on our brain and its performance. Now we know that. So we have to be more careful with what we eat. In general terms, try to reduce consumption of saturated and trans fats, like fried foods or fast foods in processed and packaged foods. Because in addition to affecting your heart, they worsen cognitive function and decrease long-term memory. Proteins, on the other hand, can act as a protector against the wear and tear that the brain suffers day by day and over the years. So eating breakfast, lunches, and dinners rich in them will bring you great benefits. Special recommendations are fish. Finally, try to avoid sugars. As we have seen throughout the other chapter, how harmful they can be. Yeah, in the brain of rats, but imagine what can happen to us. Oh, no, that would be bad. So reduce your consumption as much as possible to avoid a negative effect on your decision-making, behavior, learning ability, and memory. To sum up even more, avoid sugar, saturated, and trans fats. Consume protein, green tea, since research shows that a regular consumption of green tea can help delay the degradation of brain tissues due to aging, which can contribute to healthier memory. Then consume olive oil. With regular consumption, it can prevent memory degradation and improve the ability to concentrate. Fish, because it's a source of protein that contains large amounts of omega-3, now known to be essential for the brain. Eggs, its yolk is a source of choline that helps protect the brain and maintaining healthy cognitive abilities such as memory and logical thinking. Nuts. Studies indicate that eating a few nuts a day can help enhance mental agility and multitasking capacity. Fruits and vegetables, because they provide glucose and a wide variety of vitamins and other nutrients needed to regenerate various types of nervous system tissues. And water. Oh, wait, water? Yes, a very important part of our diet is water. And although we often overlook its importance, for the very fact that we hear it's very important, we must be cautious about it. Dehydration can have a fatal effect on our whole body, including the brain. The French physician Michael Symes assures that since the brain is 80% of water, not providing it can bring disastrous consequences that begin, for example, the morning after drinking alcohol, when you wake up with a migraine or a headache. This is because the brain is dehydrated. When the organ is dehydrated, it can affect reasoning abilities and memory. In addition, Symes assures that then everything is like a domino effect, where dehydration of your brain can cause a decrease in attention span. Then comes fatigue, which leads to drowsiness and can produce nervousness, which feeds anxiety and ends up producing stress. Then we sleep poorly at night and end up developing depression. You may think I've painted a picture that is meant to be scary or very dark or exaggerated, but again, as my mother used to say, once again, prepare for the worst, hoping for the best. So it is best to be informed of the worst case scenario. This is why I encourage you to not wait until you're thirsty to drink water. This specialist indicates, open quotes, "I, in general, When we think, I'm thirsty, I need a glass of water, we have already waited too long and the brain capacities have already been depleted. Close quotes. In addition to this, the researcher Caroline Edmonds mentions that one of the consequences of lack of hydration is the reduce of gray matter. This has been demonstrated by a study where, after performing physical exercise and sweating for 90 minutes, the brains of the volunteers could have reduced their size as much as a year old. This is explained by the fact that both our muscles and the brain itself are composed by 3/4 of water. So proper hydration is essential to keep the body in perfect condition. Fun fact, scientists from a study conducted by the University of East London in England claim that just by drinking a glass of water a day, the brain works up to 14% faster. This was concluded after demonstrating how drinking water improves brain function by allowing the blood that goes to the brain to arrive with more oxygen, facilitating the work of neurons. So in general terms, when the brain is well hydrated, we perceive benefits in our mood, memory, and concentration, which in turn allows us to better respond and face challenges that daily life imposes. So we should drink what is recommended by the World Health Organization, which is between 2 and 3 liters of water, which can be translated into 8 glasses of water a day. So yeah, to conclude, I simply want you to take with you at least something that motivates you to improve your eating habits, to improve your body and mind. I think all of these studies are really important for us to understand that it is not only about food, and that we can really make a change in our community if we encourage this kind of healthy habits. Imagine if by changing what we eat, we could reduce crime in our society, generate changes in attitude and behavior in people that would lead them to be less violent, and consequently, we would have fewer conflicts. We are what we eat, so making this small change for us can lead us to generate a big change in our community. Think about it. And oh, it's snack time.